so that we can restart again. We are so grateful, and I pray that you can help us realize how blessed we are. This time of the era of the Pacific Rim, with God's culture, we know that your heavenly culture must be settled on this earth. We love you, Heavenly Father, during this education workshop. Pray that we can be ones to complete the three great blessings upon the foundation of absolute sex. We can have new determination during this workshop. I pray that you can be here with us, directly guiding this entire workshop. Reverend Yu has come to give us these words. The Father said that, "Be bold, I will be speaking through you." So two parents are in directly guiding this workshop. So we will welcome Reverend Yu and receive his words as we are directly receiving Father's words through him. Thank you, Aju. Just as in the prayer, true parents, this workshop is directly guided by true parents. And true parents asked Reverend Yu to be the lecturer to deliver Father's words. Reverend Yu has been a church leader in Korea for a very long time, and then in Uruguay. Then Father appointed him as the leader in Japan, and then in Hawaii. Reverend Yu has a very traditional standard way of life of faith. And then we are going to be studying the principles original text, so that, and we hope that Father has given the direction that all blessed families listen and come study the principle original text. Original principle text. This is, we are going to be studying the entire divine principle, and Reverend Yu really devotes everything, even going over all difficulties to deliver this message. It's going to be a whole week, so please give a big round of applause for Reverend Yu. Hello? you so much for coming from so far away, all the way here to attend this workshop, education session. And we're so grateful to you parents for this precious opportunity to be here. Probably many of you have already heard about this education from your church leaders. We have probably attended many workshops before, but the whole point is that we come and leave. When we leave, we are different people. We make determinations to live different, better lives. We need to know the precious value of this education. In 2004, Father declared that we have entered into an age that has nothing to do with indemnity anymore, and we have entered the age after the coming of heaven. Then in 2007, we entered into the Jubilee year, Anshil. So after 2001, it was after 6 years working hard, then the seventh year is the year of rest, or the year of Sabbath, Anshi. But this isn't just a year of rest, but and go back to the state before, but to enter into a new state. Jubilee means complete liberation. And enter into a new state. Fallen people have been living in the fallen world, but they have not recognized their state. And many saints have come before us to guide us to God's providence, but they have not been able to fulfill, go the whole way. So true parents come and guided us, and now we have entered into the Jubilee Age. And so the place where we've entered into this Jubilee is in Hawaii, March 9th. My father came there. We made a place in Hawaii for two parents to come. Two parents started this new providence. Father didn't tell us exactly what was happening, but Father came. I was working as leader in Japan, church leader in Japan. And then on March 13th, I was called to Hawaii. And then Father gave me the responsibility of the Hawaii Providence. And so I wanted to go to Hawaii. Father said, you should go. Well, let's go together when I go. And then Father didn't go. Then another time, Father said, let's go. And then there was a problem with the airplane. Then finally, I was able to get there on April 9th. And we went there, and Father holy salted, sanctified the beautiful house, and prayed, and sat outside under beautiful moonlight. And Father said, from now, we call this place King Garden. Reverend Yang and one person and I were there. There were three people. King Garden means all of the places that Father lived before have been garden, morning garden, east garden, south garden, north garden, many gardens. But King Garden has a different meaning. If Adam and Eve had not fallen and become perfected, if they had reached completion, then that garden, Garden of Eden, would have been King Garden. So, King Garden is the place of God's providence. And Father had great a rally, gave us the 13th peace message in Hawaii, saying that now is the time that has nothing to do with the fall. It's a new age. And then after that, wherever Father went, he would speak centering on the content that he gave, the 13th peace message. So, Father kept on saying the same words. He said, the word has started, but it hasn't come to, hasn't been substantiated. And so until it is substantiated entirely, I will continue to give this message. Then the Father instructed for 700 people to gather from 120 nations. It was from 50 from Korea, Japan, and from America, the leaders would gather. And then we put tents dress up in the Hawaii King Garden on the lawn, and we held 700 people. The Father gave the message to them. He said that now we will start the Shinmunmyeong age, the age of God's culture. Many people ask questions. Some people asked, why do you call it the age of the Pacific, going back to the Pacific Rim, instead of just saying the realm of the Pacific Rim era? The four original civilizations in China and Egypt, Mesopotamia, and then they started from the continents, going to the peninsulas, Greece. Going west to the island, to England, and then civilization blossomed there, and then went over to continent of America, and now it's going back to the Pacific. So, Father has been working for the past 34 years to complete the mission that the second Israel of America couldn't fulfill, Christianity couldn't fulfill. So Father has spent his life, his 34 years there. But these people didn't understand what Father was doing, even sending him to Danbury. But Father has stood in the forefront, taking responsibility for all things that need to be dealt with, that need to be restored. So, Father, true parents have been working, and they have fulfilled all of their responsibility. So now in Hawaii, you're going to do the providence centered on Hawaii. Actually, the providence or civilization's direction is made to always go back to the peninsula. So, it's supposed to go back to the peninsula, but actually, Japan is blocking the blessing to go to Korea. So, Father said to send members from Japan, missionaries from Japan to Hawaii, and he'll use Hawaii as an extension of Japan to restore Japan. And then through this, there will be a way made, a road made for the blessing to reach the peninsula of Korea. So civilization has gone all around the world.
교회 수업에서 완전히 종교를 지어지고 비로소 여기서부터 재림주로 오셔서 참 부모의 사명을 완성해야 될 참 부모님의 도전은 이제 탄감이 도전 게 아니라 고연의
So now, true parents stand in the position, not in the fallen world, but in God's original world. When Father proclaimed this here and then in Hawaii and then came to Korea, he gave a rally called Shinmunmyeong. Rally, God's culture age. Some people, Shinmunmyeong in Korean could either mean, Shin could be, mean new or God, or it has many different meanings. So some people thought that Shinmunmyeong meant, oh, new culture, but we asked Father and he said, no, this is Shinmunmyeong, meaning God's new culture, God's culture. This is the age where that has nothing to do with Satan. Satan has been the owner of this world till now. But now with Shinmunmyeong, God can be the owner and guide everything. We did this rally in Korea and in Japan. Father said to for everybody to attend these rallies. Then the 25th anniversary of Washington Times, Father proclaimed this message again. With peace ambassadors from all around the world. Then from July to August, Father said that if the countries that were the leading countries in the World War II had united with true parents, then we would have been able to make God's world, completely restore God's world with true parents within 7 years. So Father called those nations, people representing those nations, to come with to Father in Hawaii, in King Garden, so that we could unite with true parents. Then Father called 120 people from Japan, leaders from Japan, from Korea, education. Then in centered on the message for the inauguration of the Universal Peace Federation, ABLE UN. This was in September. And then had 120 ministers give messages around the world. The peace messages to the whole world.
Yeah.
The UN was supposed to be formed by the nations that protected Christianity. But then, nations that didn't protect Christianity also entered, but they have been trying to make peace, but have not been successful. So, then what is peace? True parents have been talking about how to make peace through the peace messages. True parents gathered these nations and to educate and unite together, teaching them how to make peace. Father told us his plan for the 6 days, and Father told us exactly what he was going to do for the next 6 days schedule. And Father said, the first day will be time to for Father to pray. And then second day, go around the island. And third day, go to the ocean. And the fifth day, go to the highest mountain in Hawaii. The highest mountain on Earth is Mount Everest. That's above sea level, but this mountain in Hawaii starts from the bottom of the Pacific, so it's the biggest mountain on Earth. So this is the highest point. On the 5th and 6th, but it said that the 4th day that Father was going to go to the ocean, that the weather was going to be very bad, and big, really bad water conditions. So we told Father that, you know, it's going to be really bad weather that day. And Father said, not to worry. The providence is one with two parents, so when the time comes, the weather will be good that day. And so the weather was actually very nice that day, and the next day too, when they were going to the mountain, it was very nice, and we were climbing the mountain, we went to the top. Then it started to snow there. And then Father said for everybody to hold hands and then facing the east. We, or north, prayed with tears about Father prayed, representing all mankind, for not believing in and following or receiving God, who has been working so hard throughout all history to restore mankind. So Father cried, representing all of the sins that we have been committing towards God, representing mankind. And then after that, Father continued to pray. The miserable course of True Parents' life, going over each mountain. So grateful that God has been guiding and being with us, with True Parents, and with us. And then the fifth day, True Parents came out. They made a line, True Parents, the mother, the Shinjinim. And then Chongwonju, and then representing fallen women, and the representative of Japan, Korea, America. And then Father gave the Pyeonghwa message, the peace message, to Mother, and then she gave it to Shinjinim. And then to Wonju, Mrs. Wonju, and then to the Korean leader, the Japanese leader, and the Western leader. This is giving God's word to all mankind. If Adam hadn't fallen, he would have become the fulfillment of the word, and Eve would have become the fulfillment of the word, and then their children would be receive the word and become the fulfillment of the word, and then spread that to make a world of God's ideal. From True Father to Mother to the grandchild, and then to the representative of fallen mankind that will take responsibility for mankind. And so this is the role of the women, age of the women, in this age of the Pacific Rim era. So we gave the word to her. The first Adam failed, and second Adam came as Jesus and was to then all of the people, the Jewish people and Roman people, couldn't unite and accept Jesus, so they put him to the cross, therefore couldn't fulfill God's will at that time. And then third Adam, True Parents, the whole world, Christianity that was supposed to receive him, failed to do that, and Instead, they put him to go such a miserable course. And Father had to walk a road of indemnity himself to restore everything that was lost. And then on top of that, fulfill God's will. To restore the world back to his original ideal world. This is a new era of Shimjong, God's Shimjong, with God's Word, then man can become completion, perfection of God's heart. Then in January, there was God's Day, and there was Day of Victory of Love. The third day, Jesus' coronation. And also God's coronation ceremony. And the leaders gathered, thinking that it would be 3 days ceremony together with two parents, God's Day, January 2nd, January 3rd. But then Father finished everything on the 2nd. I was there with Father then, and I felt that I should talk about what happened. I went to Hawaii, and then Father said, we should plant trees. So Father told us to prepare trees, so we prepared trees. But then Father didn't say, oh, okay, let's go plant the trees. And then finally Father said, let's plant the trees on the 13th, January 13th. Father said, we need to go plant the trees today, so let's go. Father said, let's go plant them in the garden of King Garden. Father said that he was going to we were planning to plant them around the island, but we planted them in King Garden. And in the Garden of Eden, together with Adam and Eve's fall, then all things lost their value. lost man, lost their position, and then all things still exist, but then they lost their original value. The two parents came and they liberated God. And now, since two parents could bring God's word and proclaim God's word, then now can restore all things that have been in such misery without an owner. So now all things can have their original value. Two parents planted these trees and had this time of special prayer for them. And then Father said to plant a special kind of tree in the north, and then a special kind of tree in the south, a special kind of tree in the east, and then in the west. A fig tree. Father didn't say to bring any specific trees. There wasn't any direction, but Father said, let's plant fig trees in the middle. We bought many trees. But there was, out of all the trees, there was just one fig tree, and then we brought that fig tree and planted it in the very middle. Planted that in the middle. Meaning that we restoring all of the content that was lost through the fall. And restore this and make the original Garden of Eden in King Garden. Then April 3rd morning, Fathers prayed. It was a day of big incident in Korea. There is a big church there, Nazareth Church, and many politicians and lots of satanic culture in Las Vegas. Father went to Las Vegas, and it's the capital of satanic culture. My father went there. Father went there. That without liberating the bottom of hell, then we cannot make God's original world. Therefore, we need to change this world that Satan has been leading into God's culture. And Father came to Hawaii.
그때 배우지는 그 행사하신 분들은 사진을 다 찍어보라고 했습니다. 언제가 그런 사진이 공개적으로 발표되어 있을 것입니다. 자, 그런 모습에 의해서 4월 4일에 저녁에 도착하셨는데, 그날 도착하셔서 참 저녁 진지를 간다 해주시고 쉬셔야
He's supposed to eat and just rest, but instead Father gathered all the members and Father said that until now man have been the bodies of evil carrying out Satan's work, but from now won't be like that anymore. That all people can be God's children. So there are no differences, walls between different races or nations. They're all God's children, just divided. So, until now, there's been Abel and Cain. And instead of calling Abel-type leaders or Cain-type leaders, call the Abel-type people the vertical responsible leaders. And then the Cain-type position, the horizontal leaders. So all people will be on God's side. Until now, we divided. We're divided Abel onto God's side and Cain onto Satan's side. But now, all men will be God's side. Okay. All of True Parents' providence already is proclaimed and carried out upon True Parents' victorious foundation for them. So we just need to follow and inherit True Parents' victory. Unite with that, and then providence will be carried out. So not to have doubts. And then the morning, Father gathered the leaders, and Father said that from now, now Father's family will guide this meeting. Mother was the MC. And Father said the continental leader will be the lead the Gyeongbae. Then after that, Mother was the MC, and Mother read the Hundokhae, and everything was led by True Mother. Father said, until now, the fallen world, Mother wasn't able to go out and give Father's words, they made the archangel's position go out in front and deliver to parents God's message or to guide the ceremonies. But now, this will happen from True Parents' family. Until now, if we have the same paradigm as before, then we cannot understand the new age. Then mother came out with Hyunjinim and Kukjinim in her hands, and father was sitting down. Then together they all bowed down to true parents. Father said that in spirit world, you all know that Hyojinim died so suddenly earlier this year. Now the elder sonship on the Abel's position has been restored, but we need to restore the elder son position in the spirit world too. Therefore, the person that can, we can completely restore the elder sonship in Satan's world, can be the person that can bring all of mankind back to God, filial heart, deepest part of God's heart. Even the communist leaders and all of the Cain-type leaders of this world will be brought back to God through the restoration of Elder Son. This was happening through true parent, through Hyojinim. So on Earth, Hyojinim and Kukjinim and Hyunjinim, centering on True Mother, and then the spirit world, Hyojinim and Hongjinim, centering on True Mother, all bowed down to True Parents, thus restoring the elder sonship. Then they offered flowers to True Father. This was a very special True Parents Day to restore the true family, that all mankind, starting from Adam and Eve, were not able to become true parents. But now the true parents, ideal of true parents, can spread and start throughout the world so that all mankind can become true parents. Father has prepared for this education many times, through many times of guidance. True parents, helicopter accident. Don't even want to think about it. So scary and horrible thing that happened. In this time where we all heading towards Chunalguk, If we don't have true parents with us, then what will happen? Everything. How could such a thing happen to true parents? It's not because something true parents did, but because of the people that couldn't fulfill their responsibility, the people that mistake that put true parents to such danger, just as the people put Jesus on the cross. Father, true parents became true parents, declaring the victory of true parents through victory of horizontal 8 stages and vertical 8 stages from individual, family, clan, tribe, nation, world, cosmos, God, and then also from the adoptive son's position all the way to true parents' position. And true parents, made it to such a victorious realm, and then entering into the Chonjongkung, liberating God, and bringing him to the palace, and opening this era of Chonoguk. The mankind must be victorious on individual level, family, clan, tribe, and then nation. But we have not been able to restore the nation yet. We must restore nation. True parents have come all the way to such a victorious level, but man, we have not been able to restore and fulfill our responsibility. Before, we never thought about running for Congress. Religious people didn't run for Congress, or we didn't even think about it. Then why did true parents all of a sudden order us like this? True parents. This country centering on true parents, we need to restore this nation for true parents and for God. Korea, Japan, America, we need to restore these nations. After, in 1983, Father was giving big rallies in December in Korea, centering on the Christian ministers. Such as cold time, and we went to a big stadium that didn't have any heating either. But Father said, we needed a stadium for Father to speak in, and we said that we only have this, we could only prayer this one place, but it doesn't have any heating. But Father said, Father said that I have already promised God that I will do this, so we have to do it no matter what. And did the rallies all around Korea, and calling them victory over communism rallies. The last rally when Father stood on the stage in Gwangju is when Hyung Jin-im had his accident. Members in Korea prepared so hard to make this rally work. But at the same time in America, Hyung Jin-im passed away. And then your father also was called to go to prison. Because man not being able to fulfill promotion responsibility. Father said because we weren't able to restore a nation, then Hyojin-im took that responsibility to restore the elder sonship going to the spirit world. After the helicopter accident, Father called the leaders to come. Father said that through this accident, then all mankind has died together with true parents and been resurrected together with true parents and will have eternal life. That's what True Father said. Like, just as in Abraham's time, when he was offering his son, that it was just as if he was killing himself, representing all mankind, and then being restored again, resurrected again. There was a 40-day course that was to be ended on August 27th. Two parents didn't. On September 1, the father said, let's go to Sokcho. Sokcho is a place in Korea, father's resort. And we went fishing. And I was sitting next to father, so father said for me to give my reflection. And father said to give this education. We have been um, educating through the Divine Principle text until now. And we had to educate the Christian realm. So that's why the exposition of the principle was made. So we could reach out to the Christian world and educate them about God's providence. But now is the time we need to educate man about the original principle. Father said, I have been bringing you along with me, and you have received so much education. I want you to give that education to everybody else now. Father gave this direction that we will now have education of the original principle text. That Reverend Kwok would do it, and that I would do it. We gathered in Hawaii. Father said that we should do it for 12 days in Hawaii. Father said that 700 people should gather, 500 to 700, but there isn't such a place that can gather there, everybody can stay, but it's very impossible to gather 700 people to and have a 7-day workshop there. We told Father that, but Father didn't budge. He didn't say anything. And Father, we said, Father, maybe you can just gather 200 people, do it, or we could do it in a different location. We kept on asking Father, do we need to do it here? You know, it's so difficult to do it here. Maybe we can do it someplace else. But Father said, Father knew how difficult it would be to have this workshop there. You know, maybe we could do it in Cheongpyeong. We suggested to do it in Cheongpyeong. But Father knew, you know, that we have different places that can accommodate such a big number more nicely. But Father said, no, we have to do it here in King Garden. We gathered the leaders of the world. And Father said that the true children need to receive this content also. And of course, the continental directors need to receive this content. And that all blessed families must receive this content. And if not everybody in that family can come, then at least one representative from each family must come and have all the officers and leaders in Korea and Japan that have special responsibility must receive this education. Father said, we sent the invitations all in True Parents' name. We've never sent out invitations in True Parents' names. But this workshop, we've given the direction that it's True Parents' direct order that all blessed families receive education. grandfather came and saw all the tents, and then we made a schedule for the workshop. We told Father that we told the people to come on the next day and that we would start from 7 o'clock. But Father started the next day from Hundoke. And the Hundoke, the next day, was actually the opening ceremony for this education. So there were many people that weren't able to be there yet. But Father said that we were going to start now. So this was, all of a sudden, we became so busy. So this means that when Father says, I'm going to start from this day, you have to be there by that day. When it's difficult for two parents to say something, they don't. We need to... So when parents don't answer, you know, or you think that you report something so two parents agree with you, but that's not the case. It's very... What two parents think and what the leaders think are very different. And I was able to experience this very directly, that if we have the same thoughts as before, then that we can't do that. We had lectures 6 to 7 lectures every day, 1.5 hours each until 9 p.m. It's not a very easy thing to do. No, it's not easy. Reverend Kwok Reverend Kwok gave the first lectures, and then Father told me to give the next lecture. Reverend Kwok had prepared for this workshop to give the lectures. And so we were going to both do it, the workshop together, but then in the very beginning, Father said, this education will be given by Reverend Yu alone. And Father brought me to Kodiak, just me, and then Father did a Hundoke explaining the family pledge. It took 4 days for Father to explain verse 1. If you read the family pledge, it's not very long, but in order to explain this, Father took 4 days. And Father said, even explaining about the first verse of family pledge takes this much time and even more. It's not enough time to explain this one verse. This is the value, so much value and in the family pledge, but we don't think about it so deeply, and we just recite the family pledge so easily without understanding what we're saying. We have been pledging to become people that we pledge to be in the family pledge, so we need to learn how to do that substantially. Father said, Father told me to give DP lecture in front of all of these world leaders that have been in the church since the beginning. People haven't heard me give lecture before, and nobody knew me very much, and probably Father was also kind of a little bit nervous about how I would deliver Father's message. I think they were worried, don't you think? But stood in front and I stood in front not because I'm so great or anything, but because God has been guiding me and two parents have been educating me in order for me to deliver this message. And there were five children there. I gave the two parents' graduation diploma to five of them. And not in my name, even though I'm the lecturer, not given in my name, but in True Parents' name. True Parents have done many rallies and many many diplomas, many rallies, but none with True Parents' signature. Then on October 12th, Hyunjinim came and the dinner table. To make a big church, a sanctuary, holding 210,000 people. This is for the third big sanctuary. The first Israel in Israel, the Middle East, weren't able to fulfill their responsibility. So we need to fulfill their responsibility that we would move the sanctuary and the Holy Land from Israel to Korea. To be a sanctuary where all religions worship God in Chonbok Palace, Heaven's Fortune Palace, Chonbokgu. King Garden was made in Hawaii. It's such a beautiful palace. Making King and Queen Gardens. On October 14th, when Father proclaimed the liberation of Spirit World, now that the Spirit World can be united and welcome true parents, and then come down, returning resurrection to the earth. So this is the time when all of the spirit worlds can unite, Cain and Abel can unite and come back to the earth. So many people, so many hundreds of people gathered in King Garden. There are many families, houses, or estates in Hawaii around King Gardens, maybe around 1920. And they were so worried about all these hundreds of people gathering. Usually they were wondering what all these people were going to do, because usually when there's such a big crowd, there's alcohol and partying, and many problems can happen, and disturbances and things being broken, and etc. So anyway, they were very worried about the commotion going on, and not really understanding what was going on. But so they weren't very acceptive of the education going on in King Gardens. And Father said that we need to move this education to the Cheonjeong-gung in Korea. So, we couldn't. There isn't any space actually in the Cheonjeong-gung to accommodate hundreds of people for such a long workshop. The bathroom situation and food situation, etc. But the place that Father appoints to be the Cheonjeong-gung is the Cheonjeong-gung. So, Father gave some money to repair this workshop center. Mr. Tengdi So this original principle text education started in Hawaii. The first one was held there and in Korea. And then the second one was held here. And this is the third time. This is very important content of the providence. Father said that all of us must take off our clothes. What that means is to take off all of our old concepts. You might think, oh, I've been a leader for such a long time. I've been in the church for how many years? I've been making so many donations. You have to get rid of all of your concepts and be reborn anew. We have to remember what kind of heart we had when we first entered the church, wanting to give up everything and fulfill God's will. We have to go back to that heart and even have a deeper, more pure, innocent heart entering this new age. This is an age that has nothing to do with satanic culture. We have to look back on our lives and reflect and see how we weren't able to live lives in accordance with God's original will and original lives because of our old concepts. Maybe it's our knowledge, our experience, or conceptual faith. We have to separate from that, take off those clothes, and have a new center, recenter ourselves, and go forward. This education is one of the biggest blessings, or the last blessings that true parents have given us, so that we can receive this and live according to this education. We can open our hearts completely and throw away our old concepts. Some people might think, we've been receiving education whole life in the church. What's going to be different about this education? But please have a new heart for a new start. Thank you so much. And without explaining, can't understand how valuable this education is, so I took this time to explain about this education. Let's pray.